Excuse me, this is the conference coordinator. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Hello there, Jeff.
Would you like a quick roll call?
Well, I know that Michaela is trying to get into this call.
He's on the call.
Oh, he's on. Yes, a quick roll call then. Thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's RAA Sub-Team A call, we have Beau Brendler, Michaela Nalon, Paul Diaz, Elisa Cooper, Tim Ruiz, Cheryl Langdon-Orr. From staff, we have Margie Milam, Marika Konings, Liz Gaster, David Geiser, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. And we don't have any apologies. If I could please also remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. This is Beau. Michaela and I had a good chat this morning to try to ensure that this is a bit more useful than the last call, since we had some complaints. So what he and I agreed to do after some conversation was that I would sort of very briefly state my perspective on the way to go forward, like very briefly, and then he would do the same, and then we would just end that with discussing a couple of ways that we thought would be good to take this group forward in a more efficient manner. So that's what we'll do. So basically, after the last call, there were some concerns voiced by some members of the at-large community that what we were doing in this meeting amounted to not much more than stenography. In other words, taking material from an already existing document and simply restating it in another document. And my response to that was that I sort of agreed with that, but that we would try to improvise a list that was, I think it's come to be known now as the aspirational list, that would contain some ideas and requests for supplementary additions to this Registrant Rights Charter. And then McKaylee had a good idea and had his side of the coin to discuss, so I'll let him jump in and say what he thought when I said that this morning.
Okay. I mean, basically, there's two things. Forget about the 2001 RAA to start with, because we can't really deal with that anymore. It's history. So we're looking at the 2009 RAA and its provisions, and one of them is this Registrant's Rights and Obligations document, which has to be based on what currently exists. It can't be based on what could exist or what people might like to exist. So what we were discussing this morning, this morning for Bo, this afternoon for me, was basically to do two things kind of simultaneously. One would be to work on this document. However, it's not going to be a case of us just drafting the document. We discussed, and Bo can support me on this, I hope, that ICANN staff would be able to draft something in plain English based on the matrix and the document and everything else, and then we could move forward with that. And at the same time, as topics come up that people would like to see, that would go into what we're now referring to as the aspirational document. I mean, the main thing here is that we need to produce something quickly and, you know, make this productive, as opposed to it being a long, dragged-out process. So to try and do is just try and keep that focused on, you know, what can go in. And when we have some kind of draft document, hopefully, I think we said sometime in January or thereabouts, that we'll be able to kind of, you know, thrash through that document and go, okay, you know, this sounds good, doesn't sound good. You know, maybe it needs to be reworded, maybe it needs to be rejigged in some way or other. But it wouldn't be simply a case of people feeling that we're just kind of drafting documents. It's more a case of working collaboratively on what we can work on, and then putting other stuff down for future amendments.
Yes, that's right. That's what we both agreed, and we also both agreed that in order to do that, we would need plain English documents, as Michele said, of both the of the sort of matrix documents that Margie put together. A version of that's more in plain English and more in a format than people could read, and then also a plain English version of the existing document, so that it will be easy for us to draft a easier for us to create a final version quickly that just strictly looks at, you know, any policies or discrepancies between the two that might be missing. And then concurrently with that work, we would also do the aspirational list, which we can supply to sub-team B, so that they know what this group wants to see in future versions. Michele brought up a good point this morning, which is that at the moment, in a sense, there's an existing RAA now that talks about this document, but there is no document because we have to create it. So everyone's out of, in a sense, out of compliance. So the faster we do this, the better it'll be for consumers. So does anybody have any questions or objections to that sort of nuance to the forward progress?
This is Tim. I do have one question.
Sure.
Yeah, I might have missed part of it. I was just curious what you meant by policies that are missing as something separate from the aspirational document. Where did I get that wrong?
What?
I'm not sure I understand that question.
I don't understand it either, Tim. What do you mean?
Well, Bo had said something about putting together the list of current responsibilities, but then he said something about where policies might be missing or something of that nature. But they seem to mention the aspirational document is something separate, so I'm just trying to clarify.
Well, okay, basically there were two things. One was that we have a document which was generated by staff which tries to pull in all the existing consensus policies and the various clauses within the 2009 RAA, and based on that, this would form the basis of this draft document. The thing, of course, is that there might be some part of consensus policy that wasn't encompassed within the matrix that we have. So obviously, if we're missing some part of consensus policy that should be included, that should be brought in at that point. I'm not saying the staff didn't do that. It's just a case of, if they didn't, then that's the time to fix it, kind of thing. Margie wants to jump in.
Yeah, Margie has her hand up.
Yeah, sure. I wanted to comment on the proposal and give you guys some background. As staff, we've been asked to put together a plain English version of the RAA. It came from a request from the at-large group, and we're currently working on that project. And so what you guys are suggesting fits perfectly in line with that approach, because the person who will be drafting that plain English RAA can easily take a stab at, trying to put together a plain English version of this Registrant Rights Charter for this group to look at. So I think that the approach makes a lot of sense. The one thing I wanted to talk about a little bit was coordination with the work that's going on in the RAA-B group, which we just concluded the call a few minutes ago. And the only thing I wanted to raise is they're pushing on a pretty tight schedule. I believe from the call that we just concluded, we were trying to get to a point where we would have something done by February 4th. So the only thing I'd like to stress for this group is if you have anything that you'd like that group to consider in the RAA amendment process, something, for example, from the aspirational rights that should be considered as or could be considered as an RAA amendment, we'd want to highlight those rather quickly so that we get it into the report that the other group is working on.
Well, thank you, Margie. This is Beau. I think No, I'm not sure that there's anything else that I don't necessarily see a problem with that timeline. If we can get those English language versions of the documents we referenced, both McKaylee and I agreed earlier, and I think perhaps the group will agree that we need those in order to proceed rationally to get the document done right and quickly.
Yeah, and I think the timing would work well if you're talking about early January. I think that's about right.
Cheryl Langdonor has raised her hand. Cheryl?
Well, mainly because I'm so busy typing away here, I'm going to wear my fingernails out if I'm not careful. There was a little bit of forethought when we wrote to the chairman of the board and the board saying that a plain language version of the RIA was essential. I'm very pleased, Margie, to hear that's underway. Is the January time realistic, though? Do I need to put additional pressure on the process to try and bring it to the beginning of January as opposed to the end of January? You know, what do we need to do to make sure that these two activities are beneficial for each other?
Well, this is Beau again. I heard at the tail end of the last call that they are scheduling their next meeting for, I think, the first or second week of January, right? So,
mm-hmm.
First
January
week?
January 4th, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, is there a possibility of having it done by then? Then we could convene this next meeting and have the documents and go to work.
Beau, this is Margie. I will check on the status of that. My understanding is that it was expected to be done very quickly, but I don't have the exact time frame. So I'll send an email to the list.
Okay, that would be good.
And I'm happy to use sharp pointy sticks to help it happen.
Okay. Good. So do we have any other comments or suggestions or concerns about that means of process? In other words, waiting basically until our next meeting at the beginning of January, hopefully to have the English language versions of the two documents referenced.
Plain English,
yes. What did I say?
Plain language.
Language being a geographically inclusive term, is that why we want
to? Thank you. Yes.
Plain language initially in English, though, right?
Correct.
Which version?
It will be an EN version of a plain language document.
There we go.
Well, I want it to be EN-IE because just to be awkward.
Well, I'll see if you can find a translation tool. We'll see what we can do, Michele.
That's okay. I'm a qualified translator. Don't you worry.
Okay. So, do we want to move to any further discussion then? Now that we've got that particular track established, do we want to raise any issues or questions about the current draft list of aspirational registrant rights? There were no contributions to the wiki on this, is that correct? I guess that would be a Heidi question. Is Heidi on the call?
I think Heidi's not on the call right now, but that is my understanding, Beau.
Okay. So then can I possibly deputize somebody from the at-large to do a little discussion within the at-large? I could probably do it, but is there anyone who would like to specifically bring...
I think that's something that you need to raise at our meeting on the 22nd, because it really should be between now and January that each of the regional at large...
You're referring to the
ALAC call? Yeah, the ALAC meeting is on the 22nd. But between the 22nd and the first week in January, on or about the 4th of January, there's no reason why the various regional representatives can't bring back input straight into the wiki from outreach and discussions that they're having.
Yeah, I think that timing could work well. So if we could make an agenda item for the 22nd to be a very strong request to the at-large community to weigh in.
I'll give you a full 5 minutes on the agenda, Bo. Not a problem.
That's great. Okay. review of requested workspaces. This is not my specialty. Do we have a staff? Do we have staff who want to speak to either of these? Are they both completed?
I don't know. That was Heidi's task. I don't know if Heidi's on the call.
She should be in just a minute or two. The Norello call just finished.
Okay, thanks.
Sorry, this is Evan.
How are you?
Hey, Evan. How's it
going? Howdy.
Could we skip then to McKaylee for agenda item 2C? Is there anything that that those of us who've not been participating in working group B should know? I mean, how's the progress going with those folks?
Group B, the last meeting, not this evening's meeting, was primarily with law enforcement going over the documents that they had provided and explaining the thinking behind some of the language that they'd used. And I thought it was quite productive because we were able to see what the spirit of the word was as opposed to just the word that was being used. And, then some things that may have seemed quite scary in kind of black and white once you realized what they were actually talking about weren't quite as scary as they might have appeared at first. As things stand at the moment, that working group is working its way through the various items that have been kind of brought in from different constituencies, law enforcement, various people within ALAC, and some areas. I think it's what we're trying to do at the moment is to kind of prioritize those various topics and also address issues with relation to finding workable definitions for some of the terminology that's being used. About half the people on this call were on the other call, so if anybody feels like jumping in, please do.
Cheryl here. I think the point on definitions is very worthwhile. Just going over in a little bit more detail because on the other call, it was clear that the work of definitions on things, for example, cyber squatting, is very much the business of other work groups. And what we didn't want to do is duplicate other work group activities. So with a view to having documents from the other work groups in a fit form to move to GNSO consideration so that they can be at Nairobi in consideration, needed to be, I believe, McKaylee, it was the end of January. The meeting at the beginning of January would be looking to put a document together which recognises and cross-references to relevant work, including on definitions from other groups. Now, that's something that, whilst it's not a limiter, on the work our group does, I think it's something we need to be very aware of because the same sets of definitions and the same work group outcomes we would need to cross-referencing in anything we produce as well.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl.
I assume we rely on staff to make sure we don't trip up on that.
Okay. All right, I see Heidi has joined the call. Heidi, just to back up in the agenda briefly, I think agenda item 2B review of requested workspaces. Those are both complete now, and we're okay to use those as far as I know. Is that correct?
Yes, but again, those are drafts, so if you have any comments, I'm happy to incorporate those and make those changes to the wiki space.
Okay. Good. All right. Let's move along here then to item 3 on the agenda, establishment of deadlines, which I think we've kind of gone over, but it probably bears saying one more time. So in essence, proceeding forward from today, we are going to try to get some movement and some speed on getting plain language, English, whatever the appropriate term is, versions of the RIA documents and Margie's document. On the 22nd of this month, I'm going to have 5 minutes or however shorter it takes than that on the at-large call to exhort the community to come up with its aspirational registrant rights observations and requests. Then on the 4th of January or thereabouts, we'll reconvene again, hopefully with the plain language or English language documents in hand, and move forward through the month of January concurrently working on first priority, the existing RIA documents, and second priority or concurrent priority, the aspirational document, which we will supply to Group B. Is that what everybody has agreed on to so far? Does that sound right? Okay. Item 4, discussion of requests for additional staff resources. I'm not sure that we need them beyond what we've already very specifically discussed about getting documents. I did find it very helpful to have a brief chat with McKaylee this morning, so if staff would assist us in facilitating that, if schedules permit, on the day of or the Friday previous to our January 4th call, that would be helpful. Any other requests for additional staff resources or comments on those agenda items?
Let's make it the same day, not the Friday previously, because that will be New Year's Day, I think.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry about that. Yep, of course. That's fine. I think my hangover deserves a day off. Yeah, my hangover should be gone.
I'm away from the laptop, struggling to get this so I can fly back to Sydney. I'm walking around trying to hold a ponytail and talk to you at the same time. Can I respectfully request, I like the end-to-end, like having one meeting following the other, but a slight refractory period between the two. Perhaps if we aim to start one on the hour and finish on the hour, but aim to start the next one, whichever is second, which I assume will be ours, the current group one, if we can aim to start that on the half hour after, just so we don't have this, I mean, we pretty much lost 10 or 15 minutes of today's call because of the other one running 5 to 7 minutes over time, and I think that's, you know, problematic for those who are not on both calls and problematic for those who are trying to make the transition.
Sorry, excuse me here. Just to say that the previous call, the RIA sub-team B, there will be a doodle for that one. There was scheduling issues this week because of calls cancelled last week that we had to reschedule this week. We can keep this call at this time, which will be fine, but we will set up a doodle for the RIA sub-team B to set a time for the new year.
Diesel, I'm not complaining. I actually like to take a block of time out of my day, but I just would like a little bit of a refractory period between the two. So if one inevitably runs a little later, they're not compromising the time for the period.
Absolutely. Taken into account.
Okay. Agenda item number 5, then, next steps. I think we know what they are. I will speak to the at-large on the 22nd. Staff will try to get us the documents by January 4th. Anyone who wants to contribute in the interim, who has an inspiration, who wants to get in and add aspirational suggestions is obviously strongly encouraged to do so and spread the word. Have I forgotten any next steps?
I think Margie wants to jump in there, or is her hand up from earlier?
Oh, yes, I just said about the prior point. I wanted to get a sense from the group. Do you prefer not having the RAA A and B on the same day? I know we could certainly schedule it so if we go over, we don't, you know, interfere. But I'm just asking the group question since there's so many people that overlap. Would you prefer it to be split up in 2 days and as we schedule?
No,
you know?
No. I prefer it on
the
same
day.
I like the one day, and more, my other days are in other work groups, so you won't be able to shift very far. But it means you can actually focus on the subject, do your briefing, get your prep done, and, you know, it's meaningful.
If I could just ask to try and next time make a little distance between the Neuralo meeting and this one, the North American Region of At-Large meets on the same Monday of every month. And it was supposed to end exactly the same time this one started, but it ran long. And that's why Heidi and I got here late. Just maybe another hour of cushion would be really nice.
Evan, I mentioned at least a half hour to one call finishes and the other starting. So what is your next Neuralo meeting the 4th of January, though?
No. It's the same. It is as it is right now, which is the
11th.
Which is the second Monday of every month.
Okay, because the group B team is trying to do their duty to honor about the 4th of January, so it shouldn't be a clash problem.
Okay.
Tim Ruiz has raised his hand.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. Freezing it and then it keeps going down. I don't know. So at least that's what I see. But anyway, I was just going to mention that too, that maybe the call could be a little later. If the sub-team B call is going to continue to be the hour before, then that's an issue too, because a lot of us are on that call. And that doesn't give it any opportunity to run over if it needs to or it may, because it butts right up to this one. So it'd be another reason to schedule this a little bit later.
Okay. Anybody have anything else?
It's the same thing. I mean, maybe if there's a half an hour between the two, it might help, just to give that buffer. Having both calls on the same evening.
Okay. Any additions? If not, then... Feliz Navidad, Prospero, Año, Felicidad, all that sort of thing to everyone. Right? Prospero, Año, Nuevo. Okay, so January 4th then, at the same, at the time that staff determines, but being close to this time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye, all.
All right.